This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How vitamin C reaches skin, blood supply proves more effective than topical application. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Hakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Dietary vitamin C reaches the skin more reliably through the bloodstream than through topical application, according to a controlled human study published in the Journal of Investigative Dermatology, PMID, 4116-7549. Researchers found an unusually tight correlation between plasma vitamin C levels and vitamin C concentrations in skin tissue, stronger than what has been observed in most other organs. Key takeaways: blood-to-skin vitamin C delivery is more efficient than topical application because the epidermis has no direct blood supply but absorbs water-soluble nutrients through dermal circulation. Consuming 250 mg of dietary vitamin C daily, equivalent to 2 kiwi fruit, over 8 weeks, increased skin vitamin C levels and measurably improved skin thickness and epidermal renewal. Skin cells actively concentrate vitamin C from circulation in outer layers, prioritizing internal delivery over surface application. Study at a glance: 250 mg daily dietary vitamin C intake, approximately 2 kiwi fruit, sufficient to increase skin vitamin C levels and measurably improve skin structure over 8 weeks. Vitamin C delivery pathways: bloodstream versus topical application, efficiency and tissue penetration of systemic versus surface vitamin C delivery, blood to skin penetration 92%, topical epidermal barrier penetration 18%, dermal to epidermal upward transport 88%. Source: Journal of Investigative Dermatology, 411167 New, Georgian Medical Journal News. The anatomy of skin nutrition. The epidermis, the outermost layer of skin responsible for barrier function and cellular renewal, has no direct blood supply of its own. Instead, it relies on nutrient diffusion from the dermis below, a structural reality that fundamentally constrains how topical skincare products can deliver water-soluble compounds like vitamin C. When vitamin C is applied to the skin surface, it must traverse the stratum corneum, outermost dead cell layer, and penetrate intact cell membranes, a process at which water-soluble molecules perform poorly. In contrast, circulating vitamin C in the bloodstream reaches dermal tissue directly and is actively transported upward through skin cells in a process called transcellular nutrient uptake. According to the Journal of Investigative Dermatology study, skin cells appear to prioritize vitamin C absorption from blood, concentrating it selectively in outer epidermal layers where it supports collagen synthesis and cellular repair. Study design and dietary intervention. Researchers implemented a controlled intervention in which participants consumed approximately 250 milligrams of dietary vitamin C daily, roughly equivalent to 2 medium kiwi fruit for 8 weeks. Vitamin C levels were measured across 3 compartments: plasma, blood, dermis, and epidermis. Skin structural changes were assessed using objective tissue level methods, including measurements of skin thickness and the rate of epidermal cell turnover. The findings revealed a strong linear correlation between blood vitamin C and skin vitamin C concentration, notably stronger than the relationship typically observed between blood levels and tissue concentrations in other organs. Higher dietary intake increased plasma vitamin C, which in turn elevated skin vitamin C across all epidermal layers, with measurable improvements in both skin thickness and epidermal renewal rate. This suggests that skin cells possess a specialized mechanism for extracting and retaining vitamin C from circulation. The correlation between plasma vitamin C levels and vitamin C in skin tissue was unusually tight and stronger than correlations observed in almost any other organ studied, indicating that skin is uniquely responsive to circulating vitamin C for structural maintenance and repair. Journal of Investigative Dermatology, PMID 416549. Implications for skincare and clinical practice. These findings challenge the conventional approach to vitamin C supplementation in topical skincare products. While vitamin C is widely recognized as essential for collagen synthesis and is therefore ubiquitous in serums and creams, The low permeability of the skin barrier to water-soluble compounds limits the practical benefit of surface application. Topical formulations often require chemical modifications or encapsulation technologies to achieve even modest skin penetration, a barrier that oral intake naturally circumvents. For clinicians and patients seeking to optimize skin health through nutrition, the evidence suggests that consistent dietary intake of vitamin C-rich foods, such as citrus fruits, berries, kiwi fruit, and leafy greens, provides a more reliable pathway to improving skin structure and function than relying on topical products alone. The 8-week intervention window in this study aligns with the natural cellular turnover cycle of the epidermis, approximately 28 days, suggesting that meaningful improvements in skin quality may be observable within 6 to 12 weeks of sustained adequate dietary vitamin C intake. This work also supports broader principles in nutritional dermatology, which emphasizes that skin health is fundamentally a systemic issue. Topical treatments remain valuable for localized concerns, but sustainable improvements in skin quality, including thickness, elasticity, and wound healing capacity, appear to depend more heavily on internal nutritional status. What this means for patients: maintaining 200 to 250 milligrams of vitamin C daily from whole food sources, kiwi fruit, citrus, berries, peppers, is likely more effective for skin health than high-cost topical vitamin C serums. Consistent oral intake supports measurable improvements in skin thickness and epidermal renewal within 8 weeks for clinicians. When counseling patients on skin health and anti-aging strategies, emphasize dietary vitamin C sufficiency as a foundational intervention. Consider assessing plasma vitamin C status, normal range, 0.4 to 1.5 milligrams a day, in patients with poor wound healing, thin or fragile skin, or slow recovery from dermatologic procedures for policymakers. Public health guidance on skin health and aging should prioritize nutrition-based interventions, particularly dietary vitamin C adequacy, as part of preventive dermatologic care. This represents a cost-effective, evidence-based strategy that complements clinical dermatology without requiring pharmaceutical intervention. Frequently asked questions: why doesn't topical vitamin C work well on skin? Vitamin C is water-soluble and must cross the stratum corneum, the skin's outermost lipid barrier, to reach viable cells. This barrier evolved to keep water and charged molecules out, making topical vitamin C absorption inefficient. In contrast, circulating vitamin C in blood reaches skin cells directly through dermal blood vessels and is actively transported into cells by specialized nutrient carriers. How much vitamin C do I need to improve my skin? According to the Journal of Investigative Dermatology study, approximately 250 milligrams daily, about 2 medium kiwi fruit, was sufficient to raise blood vitamin C and produce measurable improvements in skin thickness and epidermal renewal over 8 weeks. Most adults require 75 to 90 milligrams daily to meet basic requirements. Achieving skin health benefits may require intake at the higher end of the adequate range. If I eat vitamin C, do I still need vitamin C skincare products? Topical vitamin C products remain useful for localized purposes, such as antioxidant protection against UV damage or addressing surface texture concerns, but they should not be viewed as the primary route for delivering vitamin C to skin. Oral intake provides more reliable, systemic delivery. A practical approach combines adequate dietary vitamin C with targeted topical treatments as complementary interventions, not substitutes for each other. This research adds to a growing body of evidence emphasizing the primacy of internal nutrition for skin health. As dermatology increasingly intersects with nutritional science and preventive medicine, dietary adequacy of key micronutrients, particularly water-soluble vitamins like C, deserves recognition as a foundational intervention. Future studies may explore optimal plasma vitamin C targets for specific skin conditions, whether individual variation in skin vitamin C uptake affects aging trajectories, and how vitamin C interacts with other nutrients and lifestyle factors in determining skin quality over time. Source: Journal of Investigative Dermatology, PMID 401-6749.